Hello, Liam Horan here. This is the second banner of GA Club Audio Boo for today, Tuesday, July 15, 2014. We're here at Flanagan Park still, where the Cool Camp is underway this week, and I'm joined by the Cool Camp coordinator, Martin Costello, of course, a member of the Mayo Minor backroom team, their second kind of title in a row last Sunday, and All-Ireland last year. Martin, you've been coordinating this camp, big numbers again this year, it seems.
Big numbers, a great boost. All over the county, the numbers have improved, but in Banneroe particularly, 110 last year, up by 30 this year.
140 this year?
Up in the region of 140 kids.
Because last year was a record number.
Growing year on year. A lot of it was down to do the good work Patrick Kennedy is doing in the schools going around. And the skill level has really, really improved over the last years. And it's nice to see the kids coming, improving and enjoying themselves. And hopefully the upper trend will continue on in Ballinrobe, and the leagues and the Rage Leagues are already starting to show signs of the coaching in the schools.
And do you see the skills developing during the course of the week as well?
Definitely. We're here to, as I said, a fun camp as well, and the skill levels. But to see kids enjoying themselves. And the beauty of it is kids that would never have played football, it's an introduction. And then they go back to kids. And we're hearing back from previous camps of 3 and 4 new kids turning up on the following Tuesday night that never played GA. And that's, I suppose, the connection we are between club and camp and the fun element, as I said. But as the other kids with skill levels, they need to be challenged too when we have a skill test and we have a blitz for them. And they really enjoy it and they're really tested. It's a standard test all over the county. And last year, there was a kid in this camp that got 100%, the only lad in the county, young Flannery. I suppose his father would be proud
of him. Adam, was it?
Yes, out in Cluniffen. His father would be very proud of him. And he got a gold medal, the only one in the whole county that got 100% in the skill test.
So, and the great thing about the Flannery is they have more than skill.
They have more than skill, yes. We all yes, they have a bit of temperament and everything to match it. Good temperament, yes, of course. But yeah, skill has really improved. They've noticed that over the last 2 years in Banneroe, the skill due to the academy that's been done here twice a week, most of the year round. It's obvious that a lot of hard work been done, and hopefully they're starting to reap the rewards. And as I said, we're involved in the minors now. We won't be involved maybe when the bees start coming through, but even already the Butler lads and different lads we have seen that has been involved in camps over the years, it's nice to see them. And we're doing a stat there today, the lads that got and girls that got stars of the future, there's such a high percentage that go on to represent the county. So there is a little award at the end of the week, we're not for skill level alone, but for temperament and attitude and all good behaviour. And it's nice to see them kids go on and go on and play at county.
Okay, thank you very much. You've had a great boost today as well. You had Kevin McLaughlin, Killian O'Connor, Adam Gallagher, and maybe one or two Mayo players along with the cup as well.
Yes, and we had Val Rotten here, remember last year's winning team, minor winning team, and Shawnee Conan, the current panel member, and we hope to have the minor cup here before the week is out, because the kids they never get tired looking at silverware.
Indeed. Okay, Martin, thank you very much, and best luck the rest of the week.
Perfect. Thank you, Liam. Thank you.